Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a prophecy while you're standing and a scripture that I want you to look at. And you're going to be happy this morning. Amen. The word of the Lord came to me and he says, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm about to loose you in the realm that is unblockable, unstoppable, and unending. If you flow, there'll be no limit to where you will go. The time has come for you to grow in me and to flow as one in my Son. Get ready for less traffic in your life. For it's time for you to soar, listen very carefully, with the eagles, with the doves on your back. Wow. I'm coming back to get you, but now is the time for you to come forth, take care of my business in power and in my strength. I'd like for you to go ahead and be seated. I bless you this morning. And I want you to turn to Job chapter 22. And I want to explain something about this scripture. This scripture is out of place for some because it's sort of like an accusation against Job. But yet it is so powerful in its making that it hit the body of Christ of not being in the position she should be. And so what we are going to do is mature you enough in revelation knowledge, enough in anointing, that you can actually enjoy the benefits of these verses in Job 22, 21. I think because of a lack of understanding in the fivefold ministry gifts, and I'm not being critical, I'm just being realistic. The body of Christ has not grown as she should have grown and have not got acquainted with God as close as she could get. I think with the revelation coming forward now, we're getting in a position that you can get acquainted with God as you should, and the acquaintance with God brings a lot of manifestation and demonstration. Now, the word cometh is supposed to be in here one time, but somebody done got it in here two times. Cometh. Wherein the money cometh magnet anointed. Just write that down. She said cometh twice. I don't know how I got the other cometh in there. Wherein the money cometh magnet anointed. In other words, you'll magnetize money. You've seen a magnet. You ever saw a strong magnet? That's an anointing that God has placed on our ministry. And this lesson in Job 22:21, acquaint not thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to thee. See, he said, talking about acquainting yourself with the Lord in this area of being financially free. I mentioned that I had to hire a new pilot. And I mentioned online that I hired a new pilot, and the school that I had to send him to is $24,000 to get him trained. I got a whole lot of new instrument on my jet. And sitting in my office, one of my secretaries come in and says, a lady called just now and said, she gonna send him to school. In 4 or 5 hours, she had the money in the account. $24,000. She said, I won't send him to school. That, watch what I'm about to say now. That's headed to your house. It's easy. If you're taught properly and follow God's perspective, you become a money magnet. In other words, just like you see people sowing here, you become a magnet yourself. God wants you to be. If you are sown, see, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, 22nd verse says, receive. Underline that word, receive. Underline the word, acquaint. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, verse 23, thou shalt be built up. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. You know you got to live right.
Yes, sir.
Verse 24, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust,
yeah. Wow.
And the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Just lay it up.
Wow.
Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt, look at verse 25, thou shalt have what?
Plenty,
not silver, plenty of silver. Then it said, for then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. Now, notice this now. And he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Uh-huh. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, in the time we're living in now, all this mess going on, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up. And he shall save the humble portion. You see that? Now, where in the money cometh magnet anointing? This anointing has to be imparted to you by faith. Church knew nothing about it. See, and because you're part of this church, it has been imparted to you. And we're still important to you.
Yes, sir.
By apostolic government and prophetic decrees.
Yes. Yes.
What I said?
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and give you something here. Now, I had that, let me see. I wrote it in the other one. I thought I was going to preach the other message this from this morning, but I'm not. So I need to go. I need to go back and get it for you. Just give me a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just hold up. I'm not no rookie, so you don't scare me. There's something I want to get to you. Anyway, the apostolic is a pioneering anointing. Number one, write that down. Pioneering. So in your finances, you're going to start pioneering. You're going to go places none of your family members has gone. In that apostolic anointing also, you are a pathfinder. And you are a pace setter. It's a whole new territory of government in that type of anointing. I'm going to get back to where I was. This type of faith will only be worn by a remnant of the body of Christ. This money magnet anointing will only be worn by, see, because some people are afraid of money. I'm not. And money not evil either. I tell you what, evil, not to have it. So only a remnant going to wear it. Now, those of you who are activated by the Spirit with a cheerful sowing anointing. I see it here.
Yes, sir.
We'll step into a money flowing faith.
Wow.
Let me give it again. Those of you who are activated by the Spirit with a cheerful sowing anointing. See, the way you are sowing, you can't do that natural.
Yes,
so there's an anointing upon you to do that.
Yes,
and by doing that, it says you will step into a money flowing faith. You just expect money to come. You're not going after money, just expect money to come. That no one can deny. Here's what I like about it. Once you become a sower, that no one can deny because of all the manifestations and evidence in your life that is working. Yeah, you will have some evidence. The way you live, the way you give, the way you live, where you live, what you drive.
Wow.
The evidence is going to start coming on your life.
Yeah.
And then others can see how powerful this really is. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So that no one can deny because of all the manifestation. Say manifestation. And evidence in your life. Say evidence. All right. Now, are you ready for your faith and faithfulness financial harvest?
Wow. Yes, sir.
That will wipe out all debt,
wow,
lacks,
yes,
and limitation.
Yes,
get ready to step into a prophetic financial flow. Listen, that will take you anywhere you want
to
go. And then I have this statement here. It's easy to have plenty of money. Not from no overtime. Not working two jobs. I'm talking about sowing. I'm talking about tithe and offering. Don't you let nobody talk you out your tithe, girl. Tithe, offering, giving. Keep that going. And then what happened, where you're so blessed at, and all those who hang around us, where they're so blessed at, we're not beggars in the pulpit. We're not going to read no 19 scriptures to you. We're not going to say, I see three people giving $2,000. Not that the Lord tell me that, but he never told me that. But yet people pop up giving
$50,000,
$25,000, $10,000. Now the anointing that is on this apostolic anointing supposed to come on you when you sit under it. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
But you got to believe it.
Yeah.
That it come from God.
Amen.
All right? The first step, let me give you the first step now. You ready to write? I'm going to teach now. The first step is to be clearly acquainted with God's financial plan for you. Be clearly acquainted with God's financial plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to what? Prosper you. So if that's God's plan, why we don't let him do it? It gives you a future and a hope. So it's God's plan all the while to prosper you. Now, notice Genesis 12. They are the first three verses. God going to use a man in this plan. God, he not going to let you come directly to him. Because, see, the type of money we're talking about, you got to be in submission to somebody. If not, that money will destroy you. That's why he got you at this church, you see. Trying, you submit to someone, because if you get that money without submission, it'll destroy you. So there's Abraham in those first three verses.
Yep.
God made him a blessing and said, whoever bless you, I'll bless them. Then in Isaiah 45, you got the anointing. Look in Isaiah 45. You got an anointing that God placed on certain people for you. See. And the reason that God has the fivefold ministry gifts is for to teach you order and teach you submission, that someone can correct you if you go wrong. You get $600,000 or $700,000 and start going astray, bishop will call you right here and say, come here.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk with you. Don't do that no more. You don't talk to me, I got $600,000. See? You're ungrown, and the enemy gonna destroy you with what God wanna bless you with. That's why we have to submit, and that's why God used men and women to bring it forth to you that you can have somebody to submit to. Now, I got a question. Are you really submitted to Bishop? Or you do what you want to do when you want to do it? Somebody couldn't answer me in here. And it come along with the territory, what I'm about to train you on. You're going to have to be submitted. You're going to have somebody. You're going to have an overseer. Because I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to have the money that I have now without the training I got.
Wow. Praise God.
I wouldn't even be here. Shoot, I'd be going somewhere else.
Yeah.
See, but you got to know how to put him first.
Yeah.
Don't care how much you have. Could somebody not answer me here? How submitted you are? Oh, my God. And then Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Now, this is a wild voice. Some people don't want to talk that. They won't talk about all that deep stuff. I ain't got time for the deep stuff. It'd be deep and broke. Yeah, I don't want to get that deep. And I'll say it again. I know a lot of preachers get upset with me, but there's nothing wrong with having plenty of money.
Yes,
write that down on your pad. Write that down on your pad so you can read it again. Nothing wrong with having plenty of money.
No, sir.
Nobody in here love God no more than I love him. I spend about 8 hours a day with him. A lot of praying, a lot of studying. And I've been doing it for 49 years. Somebody said, man, you don't have no life. I got a life. You follow me. You see what kind of life I got. You find out you don't have a life. But I love him. I'm not a fake. I love him. I know you're not a fake. I love him. And he's my father. And he want me to have the best. Now, the meditative part here, Joshua 1 and 8, I always look in this verse at the three M's in there. Pick the three M's out. Yeah, underline those three M's. They got to go together. I want you to work this verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Okay. But thou shalt what?
Meditate.
How often? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make. See, now, if we've been trying to make it.
Wow.
Without it in our mouth, not just repeat it. Memorize scripture. Y'all loaded with scriptures. See, we got loaded with scripture because after the years, you know so many scriptures. But he's saying here that you need to meditate it.
Yeah.
You need to meditate what's coming out your mouth.
Yeah. Wow.
What came out of his mouth, got in your mouth, you need to meditate it.
Yeah.
Then God said, you make your way prosper.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't come praying to me for me to make you prosper. You see it?
Yeah.
All right. You must not just give, you must know how to receive. See, some of y'all, sometimes people try to give you something, you're talking about, no, that's all right. See, when you become a giver, you got to also have an anointing to receive. A lot of times people try to give you something, and you say, oh, you want to be proud. And the Lord working on something for you. So not only you need to be anointed to give, you need to be anointed to receive. Let me ask you a question. Are you anointed to receive?
Yes, sir.
Are you too proud to receive?
No, sir.
I don't care who bring it. So this morning, not only the anointing of giving, as I see you all give, but this morning I pronounce the anointing of receiving on you.
Yes, sir.
And I declare that you're a money magnet.
Yes, sir.
From this day forward.
Yes, sir.
To help you?
Yes, sir.
To help somebody in here, money with a mission. It keep God first. That's what the tithe is. Keep God first. Man, we can't let that die out. And we've been broke long enough.
Yes,
keep on tithing.
Yes,
keep on giving.
Yes,
God told you to do that.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes,
so this second point, you must not just give, but know how to receive. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I want you to read that one to me. 2 Corinthians 9:8. You ready? You there? Read. Can you put that on a board? For me in the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 9:8. I want to see that. You got an Amplified? And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Hallelujah. So that you may always and under all, look at this. And under all, don't care what come up, and under all circumstances, and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough. How many of y'all had read that in the Amplified? Had read it. See how many people had not, don't lie now. How many of y'all had not read that in the Amplified Bible? You're going to read it now, aren't you? You see what it said? And God is able to make all grace, every favor. Good God Almighty, I'm leaving here this morning with every favor on me. And earthly blessing. In other words, watch what I'm about to say now. Watch what I'm about to say. There is nothing too good for you. Matter of fact, God needs some of his people having some of this stuff to give him glory. I tell him my Jeep and my G-Wagon drive different. I like my Jeep, but I like to drive my G-Wagon every now and then. It seems like more people look too. Down the same street, the same people. They wave at me in my Jeep, but when I go G-Wagon, they're doing this.
Yeah.
And they know I'm a preacher.
Yes,
now, some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I said G-Wagon. You don't know the numbers there. Got some numbers there. Go. Y'all know how to look up on the internet? Go ahead and look at it. And sit down. Be sitting down when you look at it. Now, here's another point I want to give you as a money magnet. And I made this statement. May the money cometh magnet anointing set on your fate today. And I want to show you a voice. I want to see if you can shout this voice. Matthew 17:27. Matthew 17:27. Jesus showed us about the money coming magnet anointed. You make money come from anywhere. Matthew 17:27. Why y'all putting scripture up sometime? Jesus come up in a financial situation. I wish somebody had a financial situation here this morning. You got a situation and you don't know how to handle it. But I wish you're here this morning. Because the noise you're going to come on, you're going to handle it. After this morning, I say you're going to handle it. Super naturally. Not by 40 hours. Jesus said, they're talking about a money issue. So Jesus says, notwithstanding that we should offend them. Now watch this now. You're talking about a money magnet. Look where he tell him, go. Go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. Look what he said. And thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them. Is, I'm going to ask you a question. Is that supernatural?
Yes.
How many of y'all ever fished sometime or another? You find any money in the fishing mouth? You're going to find it now. That's just how supernatural it is. I'm telling you. You can have your expectancy. There's an anointing in this room right now. You can have an expectancy for money to come from anywhere. Person just stop and talk to you and say, I got a sense I got to give you something. Go ahead and give it. Go ahead and give it. Go ahead and give it. I receive. Go ahead and give it. I just taught you how to receive. I put a receiving anointing on you, right? Huh? Now, unexpectedly, is that unexpected place to find money? Huh? That's what you're going to find. You're going to think you're there for something else, but it's God setting you up. So, I want you to write this down. Expected and unexpected money coming to me now. Because once it starts happening, I'm going to tell you the truth, you can't keep up with it. I can't keep up with God. And I'm here this Sunday as an apostle over this church to release that anointing on you and your family. Your businesses, whatever. Oh, yeah, it being released right now. And by faith, I want you to take it. Not by feeling, I want you to take it by faith. Money in a fish mouth. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? To show us how easy it is? Yes, sir. I receive. Yeah, I know you do. Receive it. I receive it. Receive it. Are y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going slow because I want those anointing to get on you. And the Holy Spirit and ministering spirits are in you helping me.
Yes, sir.
You know, I told him this morning, earlier, you got possibilities angels up in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right?
Amen.
All right? Now, so the money, may the money cometh magnet anointing set on you right now.
Yes.
Now, that scripture explained how it worked. It don't work regularly.
Right.
Why did Jesus know they had money in that fish mouth? He's wearing that anointing. You see the word coming in that verse?
Wow.
Nothing can stop it. When you're fully anointed, nothing can stop it. You don't, look, my sister, we ain't going after no money. Money, thank you. Money coming after you. Now, it's apostolic because the body of Christ did not have this before it came. You didn't have it. I didn't have it. And all the big boys didn't have it. And some of them not going to get it because they won't respect it. They won't submit. They got to submit to me or Dan before they can get it. We wearing it. That's just like God putting the prayer that you got to submit. They don't want to submit. They see sometimes they want me to come be a receiver offering. See, when I receive an offering, see, the Lord told me I can't just receive offerings. And they tried to use me to receive an offering. And one man, I was going to my seat. Now, he knew I wasn't supposed to receive no offering. He said, would you receive this offering? I just turned to receive it. And I know he received it because the lady called and told me it was over almost $500,000.
Wow.
I ain't seen them on 3 or 4 words.
Wow.
Because that anoints on me. So I can't let them make a hoe out of me. I'm on a mission to get something to the body of Christ. I ain't got no time for this fundraiser. You follow what I'm saying? Huh?
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
My
finances are changing right now.
I believe it.
I receive it.
I release
it.
In the name of Jesus.
First Kings chapter 17, verse 14. I'm going to give you a point here to feed on. Train your faith to decree. The money just keep on coming. Train your faith. I don't care how it look, how you feel. Just train your faith to keep saying the money just keep on coming. See, in that woman with that, to help that prophet, she said she ain't had much. But once she followed the prophet instruction, the Bible said a meal kept on rising up in the barrel.
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening to you right now.
Wow.
Just like, oh my goodness, just like the meal kept rising up, the money keep rising up. See? She really wasn't to take care of him, he was to take care of her. But she needed something to kick in on that anointing with. You see what I'm saying? But if you read that scripture, look at it. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sent it rain upon the earth. And the meal kept coming up in the barrel. Huh? I'm saying the money gonna keep coming up. Let me see how I bore you up. I'm going to see you. I want my money. Now! Hallelujah. You know, we're going to pull again. You know that, right? Because I believe it's a transfer going when I do that pull. And the Lord reminded me, don't let it settle down. Keep pulling. Because there's a lot of people you got to pull out. And every time we pull, you're pulling yourself out. And nothing gets stronger and stronger on you every time we pull. And the Lord told me, he said, I'll teach you a lot of other things, but he told me, get back to it. And this is a good morning. Something get on you. It's on your pastor. It's on the first lady. It's on. And you see, when a pastor tells you the truth, he loves you.
Yeah.
There's some things we got to tell you over and over again because we want you to get it.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
This your morning. I don't care what you feel. This your morning. You can live debt free. God wants you to live debt free. May the debt free anointing come on this house right now. I don't know how, but I know why. Because God's looking for a remnant to be debt free, that they can give big in his work, that he can give them more and more. Now get this, I want you to write this down. If you're willing and obedient to my will, why this? Oh my goodness. Money will obey you. Oh, y'all didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
If you're willing and obedient to my will, money will obey you. See, you see, my brothers and sisters, what I'm teaching you to be money masters. See, money tremble when it get around me. Because they know I'm his master. I'm anointed. I'm anointed over money. Money not anointed over me. I'm anointed over money. Money don't tell me what to do. You hear me? I tell money what to do. God, Abraham, that's what they did? So in this house this morning, may the Lord produce money masters. Well, if you're willing and obedient, Isaiah 1:19, you eat the good of the land. What Job 36:11 said? Job 36:11. He's talking about prosperity again. If they obey and serve him, aren't you obeying him? Aren't you serving him? Oh, sucker now. They shall spin. Not Friday. See, I'm rich every day. See, when I go to a restaurant, I don't look at the prices. I look at what I'm gonna eat. When I go in a store, I look at what I want. I don't look at the price. I look at what I want. I see you. Shopping, not looking at prices. Nothing too high for you to have. Because you're in his face. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Don't tell me nothing about no pleasure without no prosperity. Shut up. You can't have no pleasure being broke. Why are you looking at me like that? Let me tell you again, you can't have no pleasure being broke. You're willing and you're obedient. Why not take the rest of the verse? Spend your what?
Days.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just going to stand here because I need to get you to see this. If you're willing and obedient to my will, money will obey you. Now, let me ask you a question, children. Let me ask you a question. Or let me make a statement and see can you identify with it. Now, some of y'all are not going to identify with it. But actually, most of our life, we've been obeying money. You can't have that. You know all them bills. We can't get that. That's money running your life. But after the day, you wear an anointing, that money gonna obey you. Oh, I hope you see that. I remember money ruled my life.
Yeah.
Told me where I can go, how long I can stay.
Yeah.
See, let me gotta explain to you. You go on vacation for a week and decide you ain't ready to go back. The second week, I still don't feel like going back. The third week, I still don't feel like going back. Who with me in here? That's where you're headed. That's I never saw it that way, but that's where you're headed. Sit down. Your pastor and I, and sit down. The pastor and I, we go on a RV, apostolic training session. We go together, and we got some other guy coming with us. I received that. Got some other guy going with us. I received some. So we're going to a new place this time, and they don't know how we flow. Well, we take over where we go, because we have no limits. And so this place is new. Come on, talk to me now. This place where we're going is new. And so we need somewhere to sit down and eat and fellowship. So we took the whole building. Matter of fact, we the first one going in it. Got a full commercial kitchen in it. Got recliners and all kind of stuff, big tables in there. And when we go there the whole week, it gonna belong to us. Nobody else can go in there. Hey, and we church folks. That's how we roll. All it took was money. I told my daughter, check with him. I told my little secretary, my oldest son and wife, check with him about this building. And they say, yeah, it's available. Say, we want it the whole week. All day long. To 8 o'clock. Then when they told me how much it was, I said, oh. I said, just that? Oh. Now, listen, Saint. We're not talking about no little Mickey Mouse stuff here now. I'm going to get off of this, but we're not talking about, we're talking about plush. And people walking by, who them people up in there? Well, I want to holler out, Christians. We ain't broke no more. Say it, I'll never be broke. Now, you ain't saying nothing, girl. Come on now. I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. I'd like for y'all to follow when I tell you, because the Lord is imparting something to you. That was not said to the apostolic camp. And nobody in church said, I'll never be broke another day in my life to the apostolic camp. Say it again. I'll never be broke. You're putting it in the atmosphere. Prophetically. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got money obeying you now. You'll never be broke another day in your life. You're a money magnet. The money just keep on coming. God can get anything to me. From anywhere. Through anybody. You prophesying your future. Turn to Hebrews 11 and 3. Your faith is ready now to decree. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Hebrews 11:3, Mark 11:23. Look at them two verses. Hebrews 11:3, Mark 11:23. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. You're framing your finances. So the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. See, my blessings and my place of prosperity didn't come through no job. I quit that job. I walked off. I quit. I quit my job when I was broke. The Lord told me quit. Lord told me, I was sitting on a pipe with another man loading the truck. And I heard a voice say, tomorrow, your day, put your preaching clothes on. I'm going to take care of you the rest of my life. Rest of your life. So I look at the guy sitting next to me. He didn't hear nothing. So I went behind a tank. Now I got three kids. We are broke. We got bill after bill. You don't quit no job in such a way like that. I went behind the tank. I said, Lord, you speaking to me? He repeated the same word. Now, I didn't act stupid. He said tomorrow, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
I went back and finished that day. But the next day, the suit that I did have, I put it on. Went in the superintendent's office. I said, I know I'm supposed to give you all 2 weeks, but the Lord said quit today. And they felt so sorry for me. They said, oh, what you going to do? I said, the Lord going to take care of me. Now, let me tell you what the Lord did, ma'am. Let me tell you what the Lord did. The superintendent moved in the subdivision where my estate is. You know, I didn't say house. With the house and the guest house right next to it. The only estate with a fence around it in the whole neighborhood. Push button gates. The superintendent, one of the superintendents, moved in a smaller house in that same subdivision on a corner, and he rode his bike, and he had to pass by and see me sitting on my porch every day. I believe, I feel anointed now, I believe somebody about to be promoted up in here. I believe this is promotion Sunday. I believe some places you've been trying to get gonna come to you after the day, because the Holy Ghost is going to remind you of this anointing in this time. I believe that. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. God has no respect to a person. I don't care what your last name is. And don't look at your family members. Please don't let your family members gauge how far you're going to go. Let me tell you why. You are in a different flow. So don't let them determine how far you're going to go. I receive, sir. Don't let them determine that. You're going to another level. My family don't even know me.
Wow.
I tell you the truth, a lot of my family don't like to be around me. Because I'm in another category. Now, I could take them with me, but Jesus couldn't get his family to go with him, so I ain't worried myself. So some of your family members are going to get upset. I'm going to tell you right now. You start, you're going down there to that church. Yeah, that's where I'm going. You ought to be there with your stupid self. You ought to be going with me. Your pastor got a jet. Where you get the money from to get that jet? From the Lord. Now, if you don't make it here, in my guilt, if you don't make it here, your pastor and first lady, they are students. They listen and they do it. That's why he's flying in the jet. I first called him by the jet. He told me, I don't know. I hung up. I walked around a little while. I said, no. I called him back. I said, look, that's your jet. The Lord told me that's your jet. You can do it. Aren't you proud of him? Yeah. Man, I'm so glad I didn't have to come up here in Delta this morning. One time, one of my jets was, I've had four jets, one of my jets was in the shop. And I went to Baton Rouge Airport because I had to go somewhere. And I walk up there and the man said, oh, Apostle, I got to take your shoes. Apostle, I don't want to be, where your jet at, Apostle? I said, oh, man, I'm going to take the shoes off. No, man, I don't want to tell you to take your shoes off. What matter with your jet? I said, it's in the shop, man. Got to take your shoes off. And I saw they had a lady take a head off, and then she had a hair in her head. Lady said, put it back on, put it back on. When this kingdom, write this down, I'm almost through. When this kingdom faith starts, it cannot be stopped by no power. Matthew 6:33, see. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the right. The only thing, but Hebrews 11, 6, you got to read it real slow. Because I believe people miss some things in Hebrews 11, 6. See, what we're doing here, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not money, not stuff, not housing. Seek him. See, when you get your eyes off it, it come to you. See, you get your eyes fully on him, and it come to you. See, the way we in the church we've been hustling. We've been putting that stuff aside the wall and saying all kind of stuff. But if you diligently seek. The Lord is, God is,
yes,
and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as much as you hear me talk about the stuff and all that, my eyes constantly on him. But the stuff keep on coming. Because I know it belongs to me. Let me do it again. I'll call you out of debt. How many receive it? I call you living where and how you want to live. I got a right to do that. I'm sent to do that. Yeah, no, I'm sent to do that. That's why I'm doing it. I'm anointed for it. Because when I say it, something come out. From this day forward, you will live on supernatural money. What kind of money? Money out of fish mouth. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. When this kingdom faith stops, it cannot be stopped by no power. Many have tried to stop me, stop my ministry. They can't. I just love them. They try to shut down on me, and God promoted me. When a whole lot of ministers shut down on me because they want me to be an offering raiser, I wouldn't go, and more money started coming. I ain't talking about no thousand. Talking about million. If some of those so-called larger ministers would know how God's word work when you follow him, it might have been, they might die. It's so powerful. That anointing is on this church. And permit me to say it. I'm gonna say it and catch your attention. And you can't do this, but I'm gonna do it. And Dan got it. And what's so good about it, he's trying to get it to you. So don't be stubborn. And I see you not because I see how you're sowing. Just keep doing it. And we got a lot of testimonies in this church already. We got people house paid off in this church already. And I want to make an announcement. There's more to come. It's my now. Say, it's my time now. And do a little jig. It's my time now. Make a little move. It's my time now. Tell somebody next to you. It's my time now. Tell somebody next to you. Tell somebody next to you. Tell somebody. It's my time now. 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 Thing gonna happen to you so fast, you gonna know why it happened to you, because I was at the meeting. It's my time now. Now you just stand there with your stupid self and don't say nothing. Just look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about, and you ain't gonna get nothing. It's my time now. Open your mouth and say that. $40,000 you got ain't no money. Hear what I'm saying? It's my time now. See, some of y'all got a little saving account. Some of y'all got a little saving account, and you think I'm not coming to you. You got $40,000 in the bank. We're not talking about that. It's my time now. When you be a $40,000 giver, that's when you're ready. It's my time now. I said it's my time now. Don't get mad with me because I'm blessed. Don't get upset because I'm blessed. Don't get upset that I got to testify every now and then. I got to tell how good God been to me. Don't get mad with me. I'm not going to be quiet. I got to tell it. God is a good God. Three more things I gotta tell you. Then we're gonna pull. I don't want you to miss this. I want you to hear me clearly when I say this. This is what he told me. This is how he told it to me. The Abraham millionaire's anointing is knocking on your faith now. The Abraham millionaire's anointing is knocking on your faith right now. How many receive it? So what you telling me, you wearing an Abraham millionaire's anointing the rest of your life? Never said this word before in my life. They came for this service. Because this message I was going to preach at first, then he switched to Ephesians 4, so y'all get that first one this morning. But that millionaire, Abraham millionaire anointing. That's Genesis right now, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, 13 and 2, because you say Abraham was very rich, and then Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. Write down Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18, and write down this statement that he gave me. Money is sitting, looking at your faith right now. What are you going to see? After this meeting, money is sitting, looking at your faith right now. Isn't that something? Money looking at my faith? Yes. Deuteronomy 8, 17. Look at it. Quickly. Woo!
Yes, sir.
What happened? Y'all fell out back there? And they say in their heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Now give me the next verse. See, oh, go back to that verse. See, that's the problem. See, if I can say it this way, Faith does not work by your financial hand. See, because look at what the next verse says. You got power, baby. I give you the power to get well. Not by your might. Not by your power, not by your hand. I give you power to get well. It's an anointing to get well. See? You follow what I'm saying? It's not a job. Now, one more scripture, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. He get it back there now. Hey, I'm always on my people. I guess it's just, I see a scripture and like they're going to take 2 years to put it up there. Zechariah 4, 6. Put somebody back there and know the Bible. Zechariah 4, 6. Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. He must have been over Zechariah. That was Zechariah. Knowing how to soak your faith in the money coming prophetic prosperity anointing. Soak your faith in him. Hey, you got it. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, no, by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You ready? All right, let's pull it on my clothes.
Come on, we're going to pull. Y'all ready to pull? Now, hold up. Before we pull, do you have your offering? On your phone, on in your hand, whatever you got. All right, let's pull. Money coming to me now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We believe in prosperity in this church. Anybody don't, you might just leave, just run out right now, because we are going to have more and more. It's like it's perpetual. It's continuous. When we get to more, then he's going to take us to more. Then, and we're not going to be afraid. Then we're going to go to even higher. So if they talking about us now, let them talk, because we are gone.
Gone. Gone.
All right, you ready, Paul? Money coming to me now. So you saying money coming to you, right?
Yeah.
This is personal. This is going to your home, right? You believe it, right?
Yeah.
Money coming to me now. Shout out.